Did you know there's an online cannabis company that ships federally legal THC right to your door? And they found a way to combine THC with carefully selected functional ingredients to create gummies, baked goods, and flower for whatever type of buzz you'd want. I'm talking about Mood.com. They have an incredible line of cannabis gummies, and you get 20% off your first order at Mood.com with promo code SPECIALISTS with an S on the end. This isn't some rinky-dink discount of 5 or 10%. This is 20% off your first order. Forget one-size-fits-all supplements that only get you high. Mood's functional gummies are optimized to kick in as little as 15 minutes and take you to the mood you're looking for. My favorite are the Sleepy Time Advanced gummies. That's right, those are for sleepy time. You know when you just can't fall asleep? Take these and they'll put you right in the mood. Beyond gummies, Mood also has a selection of flower, pre-rolls, bakery treats, and beverages. Listen, you can find gummies to just get you high pretty much everywhere these days. But Mood's functional gummies combine premium, federally legal THC with targeted botanicals to help you get into the perfect mood, usually in as little as 15 minutes. And everything ships discreetly right to your door. No dispensary lines, no awkward conversations, just better days and nights delivered to your doorstep. Best of all, not only is every Mood product backed by a 100-day satisfaction guarantee, but as I mentioned, listeners get 20% off their first order with promo code SPECIALISTS with an S on the end. So head to Mood.com, find the functional gummy that matches exactly what you're looking for, and let Mood help you discover your perfect mood. And don't forget to use promo code SPECIALISTS when you check out to save 20% on your first order. Try it today at mood.com.
If you felt stuck trying to lose weight, you're not alone. Enter Weight Loss by Hers. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals. And Hers now offers access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. With Wegovy at Hers, lose up to 20% or more of your body weight when combined with diet and exercise. It helps you regulate your appetite, eat less, and keep weight off. Plus, Wegovy is the first GLP-1 available in a pill, so there are no needles needed. Everything is 100% online through Hers. You'll connect with a licensed provider who will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is delivered right to your door. No insurance necessary. And it doesn't stop there. Weight Loss by Hers goes beyond medication by offering access to 24/7 messaging with your care team and tons of in-app lifestyle and nutrition tips like recipes, meal plans, fitness videos, sleep content, and more. Even better, with a range of affordable GLP-1 options, Hers makes it simple to find an approach that fits your needs and your budget, if eligible. You'll get a treatment plan personalized to you and unlimited dosage changes as needed. It's weight loss designed to work with your life. Ready to reach your goals? Visit forhers.com/women to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/women. forhers.com/women. Weight loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is the registered trademark of Novo Nordisk AS. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions, visit forhers.com.
Big Brother specialists are live with like the same episode as we talked about last night, but thankfully Big Brother saved this podcast and there are two different comps we can talk about. How you feeling?
Put your face up against this wall and smush your nose into a million pieces to get these discs in here and 45 seconds go. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't want to do that one. I probably would have gotten downgraded, to be honest. It seems like they were all doing it really fast, which I was very surprised by.
Yeah. Yeah. So we open up with all our intro packages. What were your thoughts?
It was interesting. I didn't know some of these things about some of these players. Like whenever I was talking about Brooklyn being like, I think she'll be good at the game. That was before I knew the idea of I'm a former Miss Texas and a former Miss United States. And that's something where like, okay, well, I guess you're going to know what to say to people in the right moment. You're going to. That was some interesting stuff. Quinn was something where it's like, okay, two sport athletes, what are the sports? And one of them was track, which that's not a sport. And what's the other sport?
I don't know, but what I noted was best crash cymbal player in Western Oklahoma.
Whoa. I thought it was Southeastern Oklahoma.
Whatever. Something like that.
Yeah, so, some kind of direction of Oklahoma. The other thing was I jump around blindfolded, the longest, more than anyone in the world.
A world record for longest blindfolded on 1 foot.
Which I feel like somebody's, I don't, never mind. Somebody's had to have broken that, but not been recorded, because what's the difference between being blindfolded and blind? There's got to be at least somebody that's been blind and only has one leg who's like, bro, I do that every day of my life. It's very interesting. It felt like there was a lot of, I grew up very poor stories in this group, which I did not expect, did not pay attention to. There was a lot of, my mom had me when she was 16. I was raised by my grandma. My mom instilled this in me. We're going to get out of
empty
this.
When I opened it.
That was crazy. I think this has to be the first time we've heard the word, I'm a chaser, chubby chaser. Is that what Leah said exactly?
Yes, but Natalie Negrotti might have said something to that effect in that season.
No way, really?
About James. I think, or like she doesn't go for like the conventional guy.
I think we would have been as a fan base saying it for, because I think this is a thing that people will say as a fan base for years. One thing that I also love is when we're trying to be like, look at these people in their natural habitats, in their jobs. And she's pointing at a rack of two boxers and three bikinis and goes,
I'm an underwear salesperson.
We need that in a lighter tone. These are hard decisions that are going to help you in the Big Brother house. But I think what's funny about all this is Leah's actually one of my favorites from this group. I think she's the perfect mix of, like, I do believe she'll be underestimated. I do believe she probably, she's with it. I think she knows what they want from her. And, like, I'm so excited to see, like, her just throw her whole persona into everything in this house. And hopefully she can make it through. I thought her and Quinn being the only people to say, yeah, come on in, Ainsley. I'm looking for an ally. Was interesting that it was 2-6 instead of 4-4.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was a different grouping. This group was definitely more get the heck out of here than the first group was. They were definitely more inviting. And we found out how to say T-Core's name.
Right. It's T-Core.
T-Core, not T-Core.
Not T-Core.
Right.
Her accent seemed like it was going in and out, but that may just be how she talks.
She said it was all over the place in her, like, intro package. So, like, because she was in London and Chicago and, like, she was bouncing all over the place. So
true. I liked her outfits that she was showing. It was interesting seeing her package of, like, she has sisters too, I guess. Mm-hmm. And, like, these are my mom. And, like, I think she's going to be somebody that, like, we had her going deep in our initial stuff. I think she's going to be somebody that people need to understand her and get her, mm-hmm. or she's going to be in trouble of, like, I haven't met someone from the UK. Like, there's a lot of, like, unique stuff about her where you're not going to go, oh, my brother crochets. I have two moms, too. Like, it's so unique that I think, not that she'll have trouble relating with people. It's maybe the other way around. Also, Matt is Filipino.
Mm-hmm.
So, between Kimo, Matt, and Rubina, we have three Asian people in the Big Brother house. That has to be the most ever. Mm-hmm. Yeah. June and G back in 4, but I don't think there was a third. We're not missing nobody else, right? I need to have my cheat
sheet
up.
You're the big brother historian here, not me. I'm in uncharted waters here.
Honestly, kind of sucks watching the same episode back to back. And some people were like, why did we not watch all 16 of them do it at one time? Probably hard to make those big ass boxes four tall where it would have been a hazard. Somebody could have fell off of there.
Just have it on the back, though.
You're so smart. And just install a whole bunch of back cameras, too. Come on. Not that I'm trying to be on Big Brother's side about anything. Julie was wearing a red dress. Same dress as last time?
No.
So it was a whole nother day, allegedly. She kept saying another day, but I don't think it was, because all those people were dressed the same as yesterday. So
I think maybe she did a costume. I thought it was darker. I thought her dress was darker, but
I think the other thing that was super funny was Brooklyn was like, something is clearly off with this hologram. The hologram was mentioned in episode one as well.
Yeah.
And it is, this is where Ainsley's going to be hosting the show from the whole season.
I was like, this is filmed afterwards. Like, I could tell. I was like, you're trying to hint, because we already know as the audience. And that was filmed after they revealed it. And I'm like, I am not, like, I hate this confessional.
Oh, no. No hate. My favorite thing of the entire episode, though.
Here we go.
Yes, we have people paying attention. I didn't think it was red, but I was not. I don't know if I'll ever watch, or are you going to watch tomorrow night when it's the 2 hour? We put both of them at back to back for you on Friday, because we have nothing on Friday for CBS either. No, I'm not going to watch. My favorite thing that happened tonight, though, was Quinn's face. Whenever Ainsley is shown to go into AI mode, and everyone was stank face of like, this CGI is pretty much raked over the coals everywhere online. Mm-hmm. Of like, this is not good. Like, why? Like, is there not a graphic designer? I know it's pretty hard. Like, an animation class at the University of Texas has to have a whiz kid animator that you can pay more than $40 an hour to like do better. Like, I hope she gets upgraded. Like, this is only the first week and she gets smarter, or maybe they replace her with the actual Ainsley actress. That's maybe not much better, but at least it won't look like that in the corner the whole time. What did you like about the show?
I wrote down what Ainsley stood for.
Okay, perfect.
Artificial intelligence network self-learning entity. There's no why.
So even AI has crappy parents that can't give her a good name. Poor Ainsley. Entity.
Mm-hmm.
There was somebody that was like, she's wearing this ugly dress. She's got blue hair. Like, I know this is fake or something. That was Matt, right?
So I thought someone said like the blue hair was great, but I could be like misreading that. Anywho,
because it might have. Who are the four dudes tonight?
It was Matt? Quinn, Matt, Kenny, and Cedric.
Okay, so someone we haven't talked about, so let's get it out of the way here. Kenny.
King?
This is a mess. It is literally... So one thing that I want to say about the... I'm an undercover cop. It literally cannot be everything about you, but Big Brother, that's just what they do. They are literally like pounding it into your head. So like your grandma in the other room, if she comes in while she's making breadsticks, can be like, oh, is that an undercover cop? And you're like, is there more important stuff to Kenny than being an undercover cop? And like in his first, I'm about to do a challenge. He goes, I'm not scared of putting my face up against a wall. I've been cleaning up the streets in Boston for years. And it's like, wow, that is just rolling off the tongue. That seems so earnest, what you're Listen, you're saying it.
It's the summer of Kenny. Summer of Kenny.
Kenny ends with a Y. So does Ainsley. Oh my God.
Well, actually, I had the subtitles on. So it's A. It said Ainsley was ending in an E. So maybe CBS has wrong subtitles. I don't know.
My God. I'm not. Behind him, I'll put all my dark magic I have behind him. But it was so funny of. As I'm realizing, I'm like, oh, somebody's clocking that he has an American flag tattoo on his arm already.
It was Cedric, the military guy.
Right. So in my head, I was like, perfect. Someone's like going to blow up his spot immediately. But then I realized this person seen it as I could ally with it. And I was like, no.
I was just like, there you go, Cedric. You're number one. You got him.
You look like my son. And then Cedric can't flip it around and go, you look like my dad, because that's probably not true. And that was the saddest thing I think that was said on the night. It was like, when I was born, my mom was 16. My dad was in jail. Like, that's some crazy stuff that, like, I'm sure also when he says, like, my whole job is classified. I wonder if someone from the Navy SEALs is having to watch 99 minutes of Big Brother live feeds every hour to make sure he's not saying something of like,
that's insane.
This is what we did in which one, or we only eat two eggs and two pieces. You can't say the perfect meal for Navy SEALs.
But all right, so we got two new comps here. And it was the AI chip install and the facial recognition. The chip, how did you like the chip install? That was like the moving room with having to like put the flash drives in different places.
Do you think the room was moving or they were moving the cameras and being like, Leah, as soon as we say your name, just slam up against the wall a bit. And they were like, Leah.
I don't know. You've been on production, so you can.
I mean that to make a room that moves around like Inception.
But you can rent that stuff.
Where?
I don't know. Glee did it.
Glee did. Oh, and they probably rented it from Glee then. Yeah. So,
well, because they're not using it anymore.
So CBS if, like, rented from them and
Fox
for like 2 minutes. That's what's crazy to me is they build those sets and it's literally 2 minutes of 45 seconds of Quinn and 45 seconds of Leah. Or theirs was timed of how long does it take
and
you?
103. Okay.
Okay. So still under two barely. Yeah. Quinn is getting upgraded though. So Quinn and McKenzie are the big winners of like the only two people that probably enjoyed the premiere in the entire nation. But just kidding. It is funny. There was a thread on Reddit today that was like, I actually enjoy the show unironically. What is wrong with you guys? Are you guys a bunch of haters? Or like, please say why you don't like this or whatever. And I think just for me, just to prep an audience or maybe share some opinion where you're like, I feel that way too a little bit. This used to be so cool. And I don't know, like, I don't watch cartoons at 8 a.m. on Saturdays anymore because I'm an adult. But like, I think there's some layer of if I watch cartoons, I'd be like, this isn't like they used to be. But I used to be in the target audience for cartoons. Mm-hmm. And maybe I'm getting older than the target audience for Big Brother. And like 34-year-olds weren't watching it in 2001. But also it felt like the show was also more like, cutting edge. We're going to try super hard. We're going to be doing cool things. We're going to be doing like, there was a casting twist with exes. There's a casting long. Whatever it was, or generation, blah, 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 all that kind of stuff. And now it's just like, it's AI. And I think What's frustrating for me is I think we'll make a tally mark system for Big Brother Specialists this season where AI was basically subtext for production can do whatever the hell they want and just call it AI did this.
Yeah.
And that's not fun for anyone. So I think that's something where I have so much nostalgia for the show because I have a lot of really cool memories in my mind. And I just want to watch the show for those, like, there's a possibility of something cool could really happen, like on my daughter's birthday. Like, that's going to be in my lexicon until I die. Mm-hmm. And I'm waiting for those moments to happen, but you can't have those happen in a premiere like we had. We barely have the 16 people interact at all. And you're like, well, that's going to be the episode on Sunday. And in my opinion, it's kind of like, I wish I just showed up on Sunday. And this could have been an email of watch their bio videos here. And two people that got powers and two people that got this crazy twist that we can talk about in a second.
Yeah. Let's go into the facial recognition, the slide a disc around on your with only using your face, but shoulders and chest are allowed. Just no hands or feet.
How the hell do you use a shoulder or a chest?
It slid down and they were like using it this way.
Like face and chest are not close enough on my body. Or if you're a woman with not like more endowed, you're probably like, that's not gonna work at all. What the hell?
I don't know. I think
how did Brooklyn do? Because I think that's when my feed went out a little bit. Did she kill it?
Like, she didn't do bad, but she wasn't great. Like, everyone timed out with two discs in 1 minute. The first three, Matt was the slowest, but it turns out after the second three went, Cedric lost by the most. So, like, you wouldn't expect, you know, Matt was in his bio talking about he's the gym bro, and he's, like, sucking up on this challenge here.
Because it's one where he has to use his head, get it?
Well, his face had never let him down, according to his confessional, so.
You hate to see this for Matt, man. And, like, I think what's interesting is, who cares if you were in the downgrade competition? Because you just, like Kenny said it best, like, I just have to not be last. So literally, like, it's almost a who cares for them.
Mm-hmm.
And, oh, well, Cedric, it didn't seem like he was doing well until the very end, where I was like, he almost could be the only person who gets the third one.
Right.
Because he was going so fast.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was like, no, it's maybe if he had been going this fast the whole time. You gotta risk it for the biscuit in the Big Brother house, basically. And that's looked like what he was doing at the end. We just needed more of that energy earlier.
So their downgrade, they all met up now. Like, all 16 of them are together.
Right?
Sorry, you cut out.
Oh, my bad.
Well, it's on my internet, but you come out.
So there's only 14 house guests after the premiere night because two of them got downgraded to just AI mascots.
Sorry. The 14 contestants met up with the mascots. And their downgrades get announced publicly, but the upgrades will be announced privately, probably in a DR at some point. And they're now mascots. They can't compete in the HOH, veto, or vote in the eviction, but they're eligible to be nominated and evicted. And to further, like, add insult to injury, they have to be cheerleaders at all the comps
that they can't play in. Like, that's messed up.
They have to have the best social game possible. Because they're just easy targets.
One of them is going home. Like, it's clearly that's what's going to happen. Unless somebody... and I think those are the two people I was, like, literally the lowest on. Which is... Some people are savants, you know? And some people have been watching Big Brother for 37 years, you know? So... it's just something where... why wouldn't you nominate them? We do know that it's going to be the upgrades are a crazy HOH name, the deep fake HOH, which I'm like,
So it's a fake nomination.
Or it's like it's anonymous and we'll never know who got the upgrade. And they can just, do you want to go after the two easy targets? Or because it's anonymous, you could go after some bigger stuff that you're not getting along with. And then the veto had some
America's
crazy name.
Veto.
America's
veto.
I don't want that.
But it could be in your hands. The power could be in your hands, Blake. You can vote.
I don't want that at all. If I'm in the house and it says America's anything on it, I'm gonna go. Unless it's like if you play this
team
on
America?
Who?
What if it's they're starting the new Team America?
Get me out of this season already. If there's another Team America, no, I really like this show. I just think this was a bad. This is not a good premiere to get
out.
A new audience. It's not like there's not like that was thrilling. That was so cool. Like I can't imagine, like as I was an 11-year-old, there was some crazy stuff going on TV. Mm-hmm. And there was like let me just roll back to Big Brother 12 and Big Brother 12. Rachel's jumping on a hot dog to go across the everyone's jumping on a hot dog and Brittany is like roasting people of like, I can't believe I'm jumping on a hot dog. Like this person looks stupid jumping on a hot dog. And like somebody can't jump on the hot. They're jumping on hot dogs on a Big Brother grill for this summer on Big Brother. And like, that's something where look at that first episode versus what we just watched for 2 hours. And that already has storylines going. That already has we just got oh, there were cockroaches close to my face through plexiglass is not as cool as there's a bunch of ketchup and mustard going all in my hair and ruining my makeup. I don't know. I have high standards and it is kind of why at this point, because you should just enjoy your favorite show, but it's I want to have an HOH at the end of 2 hours of watching TV. Because anytime you're anytime you're inviting your audience to watch your show for 2 hours and we don't really have anything to pay off, it is kind of yikes.
Yeah. I mean, at least we know what the upgrades and the downgrades are.
Right at the end. And somebody, I guess we got to see them meet each other. And did Quinn talk to Angela and say, I have the same bracelet as you. We can be twins.
I don't remember.
Somebody said that to Angela. I'm thinking it was Quinn or something. I don't know. I don't think I'm going to be this negative on most episodes.
That's good.
I'm going to kind of try and say to an audience that we should get an HOH winner. At 7:55, or you're watching at 8 o'clock, or you're watching at 9 o'clock.
Yeah, this is 9 o'clock. It's currently 10:30.
And it's late for you guys. On my coast, I guess it's about to premiere in it's coming on in 2.5 hours. I can't imagine watching it at the normal time or the time you guys just did, and right before bed, I'm going to see who's HOH, and then it doesn't happen. And then you're like, should I get Taco Bell? Because I'm like, I need some kind of satisfaction.
Turn the feeds on for the wall comp.
Yeah. And I do think I will watch some of the feeds later tonight. I do have Paramount Plus. I think it will be I got to get something from I know these 16 people, but I want to know some hierarchy. I want to know some interpersonal relationships. I want to know if Leah's already cool. I want to know if somebody's already annoying. And I just wish that's what we were doing. I do like the champagne toast and walking around. Mm-hmm. And then let's all do it's just so much more dynamic when all 16 people are doing stuff. And I think that's some frustrating thing about I talk about this the way I think I'll talk about this throughout the show like this, is I work in reality TV, and it just seems like they're doing it because 8 people are easier to mic and be on camera at a time than 16. But I wish they would take the time to do a challenge with all 16. Like, you did see when people either accepted Paul back in or did not accept Paul back in. Mm-hmm. We had 16 Leafs hanging from the ceiling where none of them could see each other. And if you take the 50,000, if you take the 5,000, was it 50 or 5? I think it was like 20 grand or something.
Yeah.
If you take the money, no one would be able to see except, but that was like a really cool, like, and I know I just said, oh, you have a shaky room for basically 2 minutes of stuff. But like, that's the thing where I wish we cared about the show enough as a production to like pay off our audience, instead of like, we know there's nothing else. There's literally nothing else to watch in the summer. So y'all are going to watch Big Brother because you're addicted, and it's the only show that has live feeds. So we don't have to really reinvent the wheel every 5 seconds.
True. I mean, the live feed aspect does give Big Brother that leg up to something like the challenge that's starting in August. Big Brother has that like constant gratification of, I can turn on the live feeds, I can see what's going on whenever I want. So like, the show is always ongoing. It's just not the edited confessional version of it.
Right. And sometimes I do think that's better. And like, I think we're losing out on flashback this year is what I've heard of, like, you can't go click like show me yesterday at 2:30.
Oh,
which I'm hoping there's got to be some whiz kids that have been doing this for 10 years of like, don't worry, I'm recording the live feeds at all times.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll cut it for Reddit or some other of those fan sites. What kind of fan sites do you pay attention to for Big Brother when you're watching live?
None.
Not a hamster watch?
No. I might tune into the live feeds occasionally, just be like, huh, all right.
Have you ever done Jokers? Do any of our fans do Jokers? Because that's one I haven't really done a lot at all.
No, I haven't done anything for Big Brother. I mean, the first Big Brother season I watched live in a few seasons was last season. And even then, I was like catching up some weeks. Like, I'd be 3 episodes behind or something, and then like catch up in one clip. Or
so. Do you know about Jokers or not quite?
No.
I think this is fun to talk about at least. So Jokers is a website where you rank the cast from 0 to 5 every day, and they do a like ranking every day of what everyone liked or not. So currently, people's favorite house guest is Tucker, and their least favorite is Kenny. So people
come on, Kenny is gold. Kenny is gonna be gold. If we have Sarah being cop turned criminal all through Game Changers, if we have Ben being a veteran all through Heroes, Healers, Hustlers, we can have Kenny here being that undercover cop.
Somebody said, no, is today the 4th day they've been in the house already? Do we know exactly what day they moved in?
If they released the cast on Monday, would they have gone in on Monday? Because then it would be the 4th day.
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering. Is like, I think, who knows for sure. I think as soon as we see our, like, when they do flashbacks to day 5 or whatever, we'll be like, oh, okay, that happened on the veto day, which is normally Saturdays or Fridays. Mm-hmm. I'm excited to see the noms. I like, my favorite thing about this game is
especially
the strategy
with the HOH, the deep fake. Yeah.
Like, I like the strategy, and I like the ability for underdogs to come out on top. Have any of that in your episode? It is kind of like, okay. let me come back when they do. Even though we're going to be in for the long haul.
Mm-hmm.
This is a weird end to the podcast, but I think it is kind of like, I'm excited for that. So I will be doing, we'll be watching feeds on Monday after a 90 minute episode. Whenever we recap it on Monday, I think we'll have at least, okay, finally we got some good moments or some like, there was a spelling bee veto, or there's a spelling bee HOA, and the veto on Tuesday is going to, or Wednesday is going to be this. Like, the ball will be rolled by then.
Yeah. So make sure you subscribe to the specialist, turn on the notification bell so you know when we go live.
You're not going to want to miss this.
You're not going to want to miss this Big Brother coverage. Alrighty, yeah. Everyone, tune in on Monday to see our thoughts on more Big Brother. Goodbye.